Hello and welcome to Park the Bus, the podcast that talks everything Scottish football from up and down the country. Now, this is our Scottish Cup special. Where the third round, it's the fourth round of the Scottish Cup even, because they've changed that about 15 years ago and I still get it wrong. Where teams basically want to one day in May emulate Gary Locke, Stevie Fulte and Ray Montgomery and Marius Zaliukas as they go up and they lift the Scottish Cup. But before they get to that stage, they need to go through the Scottish third round, fourth round, I've done it twice. And a man that's going to go through in the Scottish Cup fourth round with me today is Kieran Hunter. How are we?
Good morning, Andrew. I'm good. I'm ready to talk about the biggest and best cup in the world, the famous Scottish Cup.
Indeed, it is. So, we have the Scottish Cup fixtures. I'll read them out here. We're not going to go into every detail because, as Kieran keeps telling us, we're not sports scene. So, first of all, this weekend, this comes out, the day this is coming out, on the 19th, is Clyde at home to Aberdeen. All I'll say is Aberdeen on the telly and BBC against lower league opposition. Well for them. Then we've got Saturday, 12 o'clock, or half 12, Spartans at home to Heart of Midlothian. We've got Ayr United versus Kelty Hearts, Kilmarnock versus Dundee, Greenock Morton versus Montrose, Inverness Cali Thistle versus Broom Hill, St Mirren versus Queen of the South, Brora Rangers versus Cove Rangers, Bonner and Groves at home to Falkirk, Livingston at home to Raith Rovers, Motherwell at home to Alloa, Ross County at home to Partick, Forfar at home to Hibs, Airdrie are at home to St Johnston, Dumbarton are at home to Rangers, and on a Sunday, it's Celtic are at home to Bucky Thistle. So that's your full card. What's your first tie there? What's the first tie that catches your eye, Kieran?
The tie that catches my eye straight away. And Andy, you're going to love this because I feel like I'm going to talk about this fixture quite a lot in this pod, is an Edinburgh derby, and it is at Ainslie Park, and it's Spartans versus Hearts.
That is Spartans versus Hearts, is correct.
Absolutely catches my eye, all four of them, so I believe. But it's I'm going to say this early before we even get to it, but it's my tie of the round, and it's my upset of the round as well. I think I packed out Ainslie Park. The way that Spartans have been this season, I think there's a spotlight on them. They've already done it against Dundee United early on in the season in the League Cup. I don't think there's any reason for them not to do it again. The stage is set, and I think Hearts are going to go there, expected to go and win, probably fairly comfortably. I think Hearts are flying, which makes them vulnerable coming to grounds like that and going to play teams that low down. I genuinely think this has got a Spartans 1-0 written all over it. Andy?
I'll be honest with you, have you been drinking? Like, are you... You're lucky that game was postponed because I was going to phone the police and get them to check your fucking... to breathalyse you on the way up the road because...
Andy, you can deny it all you want. I've actually... My predictions have actually been pretty nearly spot on nearly every week. The Edinburgh City Falkirk one, I was quite chuffed with. Obviously, that got let down beforehand. I also got Newcastle Sunderland a couple of weeks ago. I got that score correct as well. So I'm on a roll here. I'm going for week number three.
So wait a minute. You've got Newcastle to beat a team in the division below them. Well done.
3-0. 3-0. I had 3-0. I had correct scores, actually. Not just
and you nearly, but you didn't get the correct score for Edinburgh City Falkirk. So,
I got the half time score all right.
Half time score, well done, Sam. Right. I'll be honest; it's not going to be an easy tie, right? Let's not beat about the bush. It's not going to be an easy tie. Spartans done the right thing first and foremost. They done the right thing. They decided that they wanted to have it at home because they wanted the home advantage. They could have took that tie at Easter Road, and they could have sold it out or nearly sold it out. But they would have had basically a lot of Hearts fans, and then it basically would have been a mini Edinburgh derby because there would have been so many Hibs fans that had no real interest in Spartans at the game as well. So what they've done is they've done the right thing, in my opinion. They've taken it to Ainslie Park. They've packed it out with people that turn up every week. They've given Hearts 800 tickets. A bit of a nightmare. It's really shite when you've not got enough loyalty points to go to a game. It's the first time I think it's ever happened, to be honest, that a game I've wanted to go to that I've nobody wanted to go to. So it's pretty gutting that way. I'll be honest though, I don't see them beating us. I've seen worse results than Christ Almighty getting beat for Spartans. But at the same time, yeah, they're playing well and they're playing well in League Two. But at the same time, we're playing well in the Premiership. We're winning games. We've got the most informed striker in Scottish football. Because I expect Hearts to go out and put the first team out on Saturday. There'll be none of this mixing up with the B team players or mixing it in or massive changes. It'll be his full strength team with the look to change it about for Dundee on Wednesday. That's what he'll do because he needs to win the game. They want to get to the next round of the cup. And I think you've seen it before. You've seen it when they went to play Talbot at Beechwood a few seasons ago. He put his first team out and he made changes. They made changes. Okay, it's a different manager, but I can imagine the mindset is going to be exactly the same as put your first team out and then change it as the game goes on to make sure you're winning the game. I don't see it at all. I can understand that what Spartans will do, they'll set out to frustrate us. They'll set out to make it very difficult. The problem is it's a plastic pitch, but it's a big pitch. So it's not like an old junior ground where everything's on top of you on a tight narrow pitch. It's quite an open ground. Everything is quite open at Ainslie Park. So I don't think it's going to have it'll be full, it'll be rammed. Obviously you'll have the ultras, the north, what are they called? The
North community or something like that. Aye, that's going to annoy me as well.
It's annoying me as well, just to cover, see if I can quickly Google them. But the
I'll do
obviously
it while you're talking.
you've got the obviously the Gorgie Ultras are obviously going to they'll have tickets on the other side as well. And I mean, for a game for a team two teams that have never I can't think the last time if ever they've played competitively. It'll be an interesting tie. It'll be good. But as I said, I don't think this has got shock of the round. Because of I think maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago I could have maybe said shock of the round. I think prior to us winning at Parkhead, it probably might have been shock of the round. But since then we've picked up form, we've won games where we needed to win games. And I think that we probably we and we'll have too much for them on and so yeah, that's my whole thing. We'll come back. I mean, I'd happily make a bet with Kieran if he wants to put a bet out.
Well, before I put a bet on, my dyslexia obviously kicked in once again because what did I call them? Ultras or something?
North
Did I not
Africa.
call them? They're actually called Ultras
Ultras North.
North. Nah, as I say, that'll be good. Gorgie Ultras are going to be at Ainslie Park. They're
Aye.
all quite younger laddies. How have they got enough loyalty points?
Because they go every week.
All right, okay.
So
So
they go to.
it doesn't stem as far back for like the cup final in 98 then.
No,
It's
it's two. It's a 2 year rolling period. So
right, okay.
they're at Aberdeens and they'll be at
I
Ross
feel
County, competing Ross Counties and stuff. So they'll have enough loyalty points. So and then
okay.
that's how it works. And that generally is how it works. And I have no issues with the loyalty point system. At the end of the day, if you go, you deserve a ticket. Simple as that.
Absolutely, yeah.
So yeah, that's obviously your shock. I mean, to be honest, I don't know if it's my shock, but I think if you're getting beat for Raith Rovers is probably going to be would be my shock if I was picking an upset based on purely the team for a lower league, team for one league beating a team above. But I mean, the way that Raith Rovers have been playing is, and the way that Livi have been playing are their own contrast and runs of form. I mean, we have a Livi fan that would be here all day arguing that Martindale probably should be out, and I probably tend to agree that they should have moved them on already. But I think if that was my shock, that'd be that one. I think a tie with a little bit of needle would be Ross County versus Partick Thistle. Obviously,
Hi.
last year's tie, obviously last year's playoff, obviously Malky Mackay's no longer there. But I mean, that'll be quite good as well. I think that's probably one of my ties as well. But I think this year when it comes to shocks, definitely Livingston Raith Rovers.
Yeah, I mean, a shock, I think. I agree with what you're saying. I would add to that and say, I think because it's also at Livi's ground. Because Livi is a bastard of a place to go
Yes.
for anyone. So for Raith to actually go there and then go and win, you know what I mean? That's teams like Celtic, ourselves, Hearts, and that, we go there and we toil to get a result at Livi. So that I think that would probably add to the factor. So yeah, I would agree with
It
that.
has lands of the Giants, all right. I seen the cameo the other week when we went obviously the last game, league game before the split, they obviously started that Curtis Guthrie, and they brought on their new sign-in. Now he's no shorter than 6'5". They brought on Newbley, and then so there's the three of them wandering about up front, and the B Scott Pittman standing next to him. It looks like some lost 5-year-old,
Yeah.
just standing next to those three. I kind of mentioned the last two, right? So what would be another one if you're picking maybe a shock?
Another shock. I mean, I think it's a tough way to pick like sort of shock results. I think there's a lot of nice fixtures on the eye. I think St Mirren Queen of the South might actually be a decent enough fixture. I think if especially for Queen's fans travelling to Paisley, Hibs away to Forfar, I think it's another great away day for the Hibs fans.
A good away day. It's a straightforward tie, I think, for them, though. I think straightforward enough in there.
Yeah, I think it should be Airdrie St Johnstone. Now I'll probably pick that one if I have to pick another shock tie. I'm going to go with that.
Really?
Yeah, I think Airdrie are unsung underdogs at the moment in the championship, and I think what's maybe got the better of them is that there are a few slightly better teams who have been gunning for that promotion spot for a while now. Airdrie have only just been promoted back into the second tier. And they're holding their own. I think they're sitting mid-table at the minute, so they're doing quite well. They're not far away. So, but St Johnstone, they have came sort of onto a bit of a path now with Craig Levein, and I think they might just pull them. They might be safe. I think Levein might pull them off the final hurdle. But this is one where I don't know. I think Airdrie have got every possible chance to do it. If I really had to pick, I think another interesting fixture actually, while we're talking about good ones here, is Brother v Cove, an old Highland League clash.
Rangers Derby.
The Rangers derby. So that'll be another good one. But then there's straightforward ones here. Motherwell should beat Alloa. Dumbarton should beat Rangers, and Bucky Thistle should go to Celtic Park and win 3-0. So. Hopefully those results come true. But I mean, will we talk a wee bit? This is one that I do want to speak about because I might actually end up attending this fixture purely just because it's the biggest game in their history for Bucky Thistle and
You're a
Celtic
Celtic
away
fan
for
in
the.
disguise. Quickly, before we move on to, if you want to talk about that, is Celtic Hearts. Obviously, Air United. Air United have been
No,
caught.
they'll be here.
They've just, Air have obviously just sacked their manager. I mean, that's probably a game we're talking about. Teams that go up and then come back down. Sorry, go up and against teams that are in the league above and stuff, and that's purely a shock. And I think that Celtic Hearts certainly have another one that are definitely a chance. But I mean, yeah, if you want to talk about Bucky Thistle trip to Parkhead, that is one of
Yeah,
the
I
biggest
mean,
days for them. It's a massive payday for them.
more pretty much. I think it's the payday. I mean, Celtic have given Bucky Thistle an allocation of 5,000 tickets. 5,000 people don't even live in Bucky, so that's so. I mean, but for what I've seen on social media and stuff, there's obviously a lot of neutrals and things like that, and myself as well. Even though Andy will claim that I'm a Celtic fan, but anyhow. So yeah, they're going to get that. I think there's a real sort of nice factor about that. I think, albeit it would have been great to see Celtic play Bucky Thistle at Bucky's ground. I think that would have been even more special. I think for Bucky Thistle, but it's certainly a club, Bucky, that I really want to see them come up. I really want to see them in the professional leagues at some point. I think they're a great club. And it's a great ground up there as well. One that I've not been to, but I've seen plenty of pictures
Well,
and heard enough about
just to
it.
correct you, there's 9,000 people live in Bucky.
As much as that, because I can tell you that there was not that many people when I used to live up north. So
Yeah,
that.
9,010 was the population in 2020.
And I mean, I reckon you're probably going to get the whole town shutting down for that to
Well,
come
the thing
down
is,
as
if you want to
Parkhead.
go and get yourself, if you want to go out for a wee go on the rob or something, then you maybe get yourself up there for the day because it'll be barely anybody about.
Remember what it was like when County got to their cup final? There was double the population at Hampden.
Exactly, and this is it. So, yeah, I mean, it's going to be massive for Bucky. It's a payday, isn't it? And I mean, you do expect Celtic to win. Celtic will make massive changes as well, just so that they can freshen up their squad and everything else. And maybe play some of the B team that they took to on holiday with them rather than letting them play their lowland league game. But that's a different story for another day. So yeah, I mean, Rangers, you'd expect him Dumbarton. But again, there is, I mean, on paper, you always maybe expect the higher team to go through. I mean, Bonner was Falkirk. I mean, it's not going to be like the last time we went there either. Remember, we went to the League Cup game start of last season.
Last night, yeah.
I think that Falkirk are probably in a better place. Bonagos are probably in a better place as well, to be fair. But I think Falkirk are just a different machine this season. So, yeah, I mean, that's probably just our little preview into the Scottish Cup. Kieran, if you want to set your terms of this bet, then if Spartans beat Hearts, or what heart when if Hearts beat Spartans, that'd be quite good. I mean,
Yeah,
the last
that's.
time we had a bet, I was singing on the podcast, so.
And Captain Conker loved it as well.
Yeah,
So,
Dan, he wanted me to do
but
a he wanted me to do a YouTube dance the next time.
I'll absolutely look into that, mate. That's fine. I'll need to think of something because I think the last time we had one, I'm pretty sure it was a draw. So,
You better find something so that I can so that it can go out in the podcast rather than like pretending and not doing it. So,
I'll make
yeah.
you go and buy shares in Spartans or something.
I wouldn't even be that bad. But aye, that's really it. I mean, it's just been a quick wee pod just to preview the Scottish Cup, more of segments, but just to give it a little bit more time. Again, we've been Park the Bus. Thank you very much for everybody for listening. We are proudly sponsored by Sharna, the independent Scottish fashion brand with Swedish soul. Get yourself 10% off by using the promo code at our website. Kieran Hunter, what is the promo code?
Park football, I think.
Park the Bus Pod, all capital letters.
Right,
Put that in the
that one.
show notes. I'll pop that in the show notes as well, so you can get yourself some new nice winter gear as well. Keep yourself cozy. Now, again, if you want to get in touch with us, get us on X, get us on Facebook, get us on Instagram. We have a TikTok. We don't really use it, to be honest, because it means too much work for me. Let us know how you feel. Leave us a wee review as well. Let us know how we're doing. We're big boys. We can certainly handle any negative feedback as well. So, again, thank you very much, and it's a bye for me.
It's a bye for me.